Hey guys, it's Micah. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe, follow, like, share, leave a review, all that jazz. The support and love are greatly appreciated. And welcome to Micah on the Mic. Hey guys, it's me, and just me. How long has it been since you've heard an episode with just me? It feels like forever. I hope you guys have enjoyed the episodes with a few of my wonderful women. I really enjoyed doing those episodes. I'm excited for what is to come, because that is only the beginning. So many awesome special guests coming. I'm just super excited talking about it. Before I get into today's topic, I do want to take the time to thank every single one of you who has listened to any episode prior to this one, is taking the time to listen to this episode, has shared, has gone and actually reviewed. I had no idea we had 8, I think, reviews. Holy guacamole. You guys are amazing. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart, I'm not even joking. I'm so grateful. I already spent my moment of crying when I went on Anchor and checked the analytics, and I'm just blown away, you guys. I seriously am so grateful. So going into today's topic, I want to talk about how much work I personally put into this. And it's not that I feel that it's quote unquote so much work, but it's the work that's necessary so that I can have the joy within me that I was just expressing afterwards. It's the work hard, play hard mentality, if you want to kind of sum it up, because that shit's real, man. Like, work hard, play hard. Work harder, play harder. So real. Like I said, when it comes to doing this, I've actually had a few people reach out to me about starting a podcast and what I did and what I need and da 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 da. And I'm here to tell you that the equipment itself is minimal, but the work is what is you have to put into. It's the consistency, which I learned from, this is my second go around. So keep that in mind. This is my second launch, my second podcast, and I did not have the consistency before. Not only the consistency, but the thoughts when it comes to the topics and the planning and the organizing when it comes to those topics, and the people that I also have added to some other episodes and kind of coordinating things with them and figuring out, how am I going to record this and how am I going to make this sound well and good enough so that people will enjoy the audio as well as the message itself when they're listening to this. And because right now we're in two different places too, so I can't like sit across from someone and have a conversation, which is a little easier than, you know, having to call them and do it that way. But I am not complaining, because ultimately, like I said, I'm seeing it. I'm seeing the results. It's making me happy. It's giving me joy. The work is worth it. It is worth every second. Let's put that example towards working out, exercising, for example. I feel as though I'm not going to like completely pig out buffet style after I exercise, but I do feel like I have a lot more leeway when it comes to what I can eat and how much I can eat, as long as I am consistent with my exercise. And right now, I have not let up. I think for 10, 11 days, I've worked out every single day, and it feels great. And I don't feel guilty whatsoever about anything I eat at all lately. And it feels really, really, really good, especially with what's going on and we're spending a lot more time at home. Do I feel like I'm eating more? No. But when I finally do get a chance to eat, I might pig out a little bit. I also take the time to wake up in the morning and spend 30 to an hour to an hour and a half working out. So it's just one of those things. You put in the effort, then you get to enjoy the benefits of that effort later. Work hard, play hard. practice makes perfect. Like when it comes to everything in life, like you got to put in the work and you will reap so many benefits later. Cooking. There's so many people, especially lately with the stuff going on right now, they're like, I can't cook. I'm learning that my partner can't cook and this and that. And I'm like, dude, cooking is literally following directions. Like, I'm so confused as to why we don't think we know how to cook. Because you know how to cook. If you know how to read, you know how to cook. So it's one of those things where it's like, practice makes perfect. Read those recipes. You follow those directions over and over again, day after day, week after week, month after month. And next thing you know, you're not even looking at a recipe anymore. You're not using anything to measure anything anymore because it's muscle memory. And the end result is bomb.com. And for some people, that end result turns into something even bigger, like a food truck or a restaurant. You know, it's work hard, play hard. Seriously, long hours, bigger bonuses. You have to make sure that you put in the work. I get prayer and meditation and manifestation assistance when it comes to like the universal guidance, but you can't rely on just that. That is my opinion. I believe that you cannot rely on just that. You have to also put in some effort because when you those things are put together, that's when something awesome happens. That's when something more powerful than you've ever experienced transpires in your life. So do me a favor. Work harder so you can play harder. Work harder. Seriously, you have it in you. Like you seriously do. We all do. Most of us have this conversation in our head where we tell ourselves, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. And then it slowly turns into excuse or reasons to not or other things that may be more important. And that's where we fail ourselves. So get out of your heads and get into the seat. Drive towards those things that you want. Work hard so you can play hard. I guarantee results. I guarantee results. A money back guarantee. Even though you're not giving me any money. But I appreciate you giving me your time.